Shabbat Shalom. This week's reading from the Torah is Chaya Sarah. And the life of Sarah was 100 years and 20 years and 7 years. These were the years of the life of Sarah. Genesis chapter 23, verse 1. Commentary notes that there is a specific reason that the word years appears after each component number of the total number of years of her life. Inasmuch as each time frame of her life is to be understood in a certain manner, the following rendering is given. Her childhood, young adulthood, and adulthood were all equally good, according to Rashi. Imagine an amalgamation of identity, intention, and purpose spanning the entirety of a life. This may be contrasted with the lives of many of us in modernity. Popular language currently describes different formative years in a negative way. For example, the terrible twos, the rebellious adolescence, the burdensome task of finding oneself given to the young adult through differentiation or individuation. And with the proliferation of wokeism, today's youth face even more challenges in regard to identity formation, falling into different identity groups assigned by a movement based on identity Marxism. Individuality is cast aside in favor of identification with an external identity group that is automatically defined by race, sex, and the ever-changing gender categories. Yet despite this smorgasbord of identity, tutored by the woke agenda, there's still something to say for the normative values and ways of life defined by the Bible. The wisdom of Scripture, inspired by God, may provide us the framework of instruction for our lives, especially as the values of Western society continue to crumble before our eyes. There is a continuum expressed by Erickson between identity, cohesion, and role confusion, especially during adolescence. Yet, a cohesive identity may be formed as the result of parental instruction and role modeling. Additionally, each child may be brought up in accordance with his or her own personality and learning style. Train a child in the way he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Unless an individual embarks upon a steady path replete with a moral component, and how can one navigate the vicissitudes of life? Too often, the formula of permissiveness, granting the youth to experience life for themselves without providing any clear guideposts, is the one taken by parents. Yet, there is still much value to be found in a life that is brought up within a more traditional framework. This would include those within cultures that embrace traditional morality, as well as those that uphold religious values. The monotheism embraced by Abraham and Sarah served as a rallying cry for their newfound beliefs, where each was committed to a high degree of sanctity in their lives, despite the idolatry and diminished moral sphere of the surrounding peoples at that time. Yet Kalal Yisrael is called to a higher standard As the standard of the world seems to decline in more recent times. It is even more important to plan a trajectory for our own lives in order to return to a life of stability, purpose, and commitment, instead of the rampant nihilism, experimenting, and seeking of entertainment so common in modern society. Where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Shabbat Shalom.